Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We're now beginning our study of the third chapter of Masachet Milah here on Milah Daf Yod Amud Bet at the bottom of the Amud. And this is a Mishnah that we saw verbatim in Masachet Temurah. And there the Gemara asks why it shows up twice. Well, the same question and the same answer here. Vlad Chatat Utmat Chatat V'Chatat Shemetu Ba'alaya. Three of the famous five Chataot Metot. That is if a Chatat gives birth, or if you do a Temurah on a Chatat, or a Chatat whose owners died before bringing it. Yamutu. They have to be killed. V'Shibrash Tatav V'Shavdav V'Nimseit Ba'alat Mum. This is, of course, according to the opinion of the Chachamim. If its year lapsed, or if it was lost, and then when it was found, it was a balmum, im shekipru abialim tamut. If the owners already brought the chatat, and then it was found, and was found with a mum, or then it lapsed, then it has to die, ve'en al satmuah. It can't generate tamuah anymore. Velo memin, velo mualim. Okay, v'im ad shelokipru abialim, but if it was found before that, then tira'a chitistaev, then it grazes, gets a mum, and then they just buy another one with the money. That's if, let's say it lapsed. And then it could make a tamura and me'ilah still applies. Now, so first question here is, why in the opening line of the Mishnah did we not distinguish between Misha Kipru and Achar Shekipru? But the last two, she'ibrash natan, she'avdavin, and she'palmum, why do they distinguish between before and after? The answer is Reisha Psikale, Sefer Lo Psikale. Very simple. In the first case, doesn't matter when it happened. In the Sefer, there is distinction whether Kfar Kippur or not. Now, Hatana Legabe Tmura, this Mishnah also shows up in Tmura. The answer is Tanahata Mishum Tmura, but Tanahaka Mishum Me'ila, because this Mishnah mentions both the issue of Tmura and Me'ila, therefore it shows up in both. Okay, the next Mishnah. Afrish Ma'ot L'Nezirutov. If somebody designated money to cover his Korbanot Nezirut, his Olah and Shlamim and Hashem, Lo Nehemin V'Lo Mo'alin. Right? That money itself is something you're not allowed to get benefit from, but if you do, there is no Me'ilah. Mipnei Shehin Ru'in Lavo Kulan Shlamim. Because, theoretically, any of those monies could be used to buy a Shlamim, and Shlamim doesn't have Me'ilah. Until Zrika. Mate Vayulamot Stubin, let's say the fellow died before he brought his Korban, and he had money set aside for the Nezirut, but he hadn't yet designated which goes to which. He pulled in Dava, then it all goes to Ndava. But Maot for Hashim, if he had money designated for the Chatat, for the Asham, and for the Olah, and for the Shlamim, Chatat, the Olah, and Shlamim, sorry. Maot for Hashim, so Dmei Chatat, Yilchu Yamamelach, they go to Yamamelach, like a Chatat Meita, Lo Nenin Velo Mualin. Of course, there's an Isra and Allah Chatchila, but there is no Meila. Dmei Olah, Avi Olah, Umuali Behel. Dmei, it was set aside for an Olah, they use it to bring an Olah, and Meila does apply to that money. Dmei Shlamim, Yavu Shlamim, you should use the first Shlamim. Nachalim Liyom Echad, like a Shalmei Nazir, but Ain Tunin Lachem, because it's not really a Shalmei Nazir. Okay, Matgra of the Shlokish. Shlokish asked the following question. Why don't you have the same piece about if a woman sets aside, or a guy sets aside, money for kinim, for a nest of two birds? Because theoretically, you could buy it really on the first half of this is real, torin that are not yet old enough. Ve'yonash avarz manan really doesn't fit here, and it's a shigrat halashon. So there would be no me'ilon, because they're not fit for the mizbeach. The answer is, amarava, amrat torav, ma'ot stumin, havei shlamim. Amrat torav is a little bit, what it means is the halacha is, l'chatchila, if you have ma'ot stumin for a nazir, you should bring shlamim. But Amrat Torah ve'Torin shalegias manan, ain't no real mizbeach. The Torah never said bring Torin that aren't fit. In other words, Shlamim is what you're supposed to do with Ma'ot Stumin. Torin shalegias manan don't fit for the mizbeach at all. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Omer Hadam Kal Batchila v'Chamur b'Sofo. So Rabbi Shimon, there are some Girsot that it's Rabbi Shimon, but the Gemara seems to support Rabbi Shimon as being the author of this. Dam is lenient at the beginning, but more severe at the end. Nesachin chamur b'tchilatan, kabasofan nesachin of yayin, or the opposite. Let's see. Dam b'tchilato ein mualin. When you first come and you bring dam, there is no me'ila. Yatzal and Nachal Kidron, but once it goes down the trench and it comes out and goes down a Nachal Kidron, Mualin Bo. That's of course Midrabanan. Nesachin, the opposite of Tchilatan, Mualin Bayan. Before you pour it down the Shitin, Mila applies. Yardula Shitin, once they go down the tubes, then in Mualin Bayan. Okay, Tari Rabbanan, let's see this. Mo'alim b'damim, divera b'mer, v'reb Shimon. Now, mo'alim b'damim here, there's a big machlok of Yishonim about how to understand this, but the straightest way seems to be that this is only d'rabbanan. V'chacham omrim ein mo'alim. There is no milah even mid'rabbanan, and this is talking about after the dam was used. Certainly beforehand, everybody agrees there's no milah. Now, here's where the Girsaot get a little bit confusing. So probably the best way to read it is my tama, meaning why is it that midoraita there's no mi'ilah according to everybody at any point with dam? So amar ula amar krav and intativ lachem. God says about the dam, I've given it to you, meaning shalachem, it's yours. So there's no mi'ilah, you're not taking from God. In the same pasuk, it's the chaparatativ lo milah. It's to use the kapara, not for milah. It's not a subject to milah or an object to milah. Riochan amar kra ki adam hu banefesh chaper. Right, and therefore the fnei kapara kalachar kapara dam, meaning that dam has the same status before kapara and after it's done kapara. So malachar kapara no milah, just like after kapara has no milah, just because it's already done its mitzvah like everything else. Avei kapara no milah, so the beforehand. So ein malachar kapara no milah, kalachar kapara no milah. Why don't I flip it around and say dam has a consistent status, and let that consistent status be that it always has milah. The answer is, but they couldn't have anything that already did its mitzvah and still has mi'ilah, and therefore the consistency must be that there is none. So amaylo, since when is that the case, something that has had its mitzvah automatically doesn't have mi'ilah? Trumat ha'deshen, you've already taken the deshen off of the tapuach, put it in the beit ha'deshen, and nonetheless mi'ilah still applies. The answer is from the Havah, the Trumat HaDeshen, very sorry, Mr. Lech, Shtek Tzvim, Maim Ke'achad. We saw something similar in Tmurah, but with a different example that we're going to see in a moment. But for the first shot, they say Trumat HaDeshen and the limbs of the Sari Mr. Lech, after it's sent down the mountain, are both things where Mi'ilah applies even after the Mitzvah was done. So that Shtek Tzvim, Maim Ke'achad, the fact that the Torah gave it in two specific examples means that it is not a model, because if the Torah wanted to be a model, it would have said it once. Now, that only works according to the Manda Amar that you're not allowed to benefit from them. That's machloket, whether or not you could benefit from the limbs of the Sari Mishtaleach. So if you say you may, then Trumat HaDeshen is alone. Michael, remember the answer is the Trumat HaDeshen Uvig De Kahuna. This is the close of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. But Hanechel Rabbanan Da'amri Nicham Sham Lamechen Tunin Gnizat. That works according to Rabbanan, who say that the Big Day Kohen Gadol after Yom Anyum Kippur have to be left there and have to be buried and can never be used again by anybody, and Mila applies, as it were. Shaper, Allah Rabbi Dosa, the Ramutash Taveshban, Kohen Hedyot. Rabbi Dosa says in Nicham Sham just means that the Kohen Gadol can't use them on another Yom Kippur, but they can be used for by other Kohanim. So obviously they are not subject to Mila. Ma'ika Lamemar. The answer is to have a Trumat HaDeshen and Egla Arufa shteng to Maim Ke'achad, because Trumat HaDeshen and Egla Arufa now, Trumat HaDeshen is in the constant, but Egla Arufa, the fact that after you break the neck of the Egla, you still can't benefit from it, that shteng to Maim Ke'achad. So ha nechel manuel melamdin. That works according to everybody else who says shnei tovim b'maim keachad melamdin. Al mandav melamdin ma'ikel. Remember, what about Rabbi Yehuda who says shnei tovim b'maim keachad melamdin? The answer is tremiu tiktivi. That in both these cases, Trumat HaDeshen and Egla Arufa, the Torah writes it in a way that says it's exclusive. Ktiv hatam ha arufa ha egla ha arufa benachal. Only these things. So only the Segla Rufa and only the Trumat HaDeshen. So we said that Nesachim don't have Me'ilah afterwards. We suggest that this does not follow Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. The Tanur, Elazar ben Tzadok Omer, Lul Katana Ya ben Kevesh Lamizbeach B'Maravosho Kevesh. There was like a little slot, a little hole, that just between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, on the west side. So if you'd be walking up the Kevesh and you'd look to your left, as it were, you would see like a slot there before you'd cross over to the Mizbeach. And Achat L'Shivim Shana, Pirchei Kohanim Yodin Bo, that you get little Kohanim, young Kohanim, to go down in there once every 70 years or so. They'd bring up hardened wine that had been coagulating in there, that was like a fig wheel, it was so hard. And they would burn it up in the Azara, talking about the Nesachim being Bakodesh, just like you libated on the Mizbeach, if the burn it Biktusha. Now, the point being that that we see that Yayin even has a status of Kedusha after it's been poured down the tubes. So parenthetically, my mashma, how did you get that from the Pasuk? That notar says is called kodesh. So ma notar sifato biktusha, just like you have to burn notar biktusha, panam biktusha. So therefore, it seems that our Mishnah does not follow Rav Elazar Tzadok, because he reports that this Yain is still Kadosh. It could even follow him, Ti'ikalat, meaning the wine that goes down the tubes and goes all the way out, there's no Me'ilah there. But if the wine gets stuck in this Lul, then the floor of the Azara that's in there is Mekadeshit. Right, ikadamilim and nitin kerabalozov tzaduk diikalat. So perhaps our Mishnah Dafka follows Rabalozov tzaduk, and it's talking about the stuff that wasn't caught. The stuff that was caught is the stuff that's kadosh. Amrilo midrabanan, that whatever miyula he suggests is there to have to burn biktusha is midrabanan. I vakar kanasivla. He used the pasuk pakodesh asech nesech. The answer is asmachta. That pasuk was an asmachta. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah. So we continue our analysis in the third parak of Me'ilah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.